Investigators said this week that Brady may not have acted alone. Commonwealth's attorney William Bray told the Progress Index that other people may have been involved. The Blands lived near a house Brady rented on Conduit Road. At a second court appearance via video conference, General District Judge T.I. Vaughn read Brady the charges of 2 counts of capital murder and 2 counts of robbery and made sure that he knew 2 lawyers had been appointed to defend him at trial. This court appearance duplicated what was done in circuit court on Monday because in a capital murder case, arraignment must be done in both courts. Brady's first preliminary hearing will be May 4th. He could face the death penalty if he's convicted. John Ogle, WCVE News.